Dark descends, pours over the outlines of houses and towers. Bleak hillsides soften and fall in. But though they are gone, the night is full of them. Robbed of colour, blank of windows, they exist more ponderously, give out what the frank daylight fails to transmit. The trouble and suspense of things conglomerated there in the darkness, huddled together in the darkness, reft of the relief which dawn brings when, washing the walls white and grey, spotting each window pane, lifting the mist from the fields, showing the red-brown cows peacefully grazing, all is once more decked out to the eye, exists again. I am alone. I am alone, she cried by the fountain in Regent's Park, staring at the Indian and his cross, as perhaps at midnight, when all boundaries are lost, the country reverts to its ancient shape, as the Romans saw it, lying cloudy when they landed, and the hills had no names and rivers wound they knew not where. Such was her darkness. When suddenly, as if a shelf was shot forth and she stood on it, she said how she was his wife, married years ago in Milan, his wife, and would never, never tell that he was mad. Turning, the shelf fell, down, down she dropped. For he was gone, she thought, gone, as he threatened to kill himself, to throw himself under a cart. But no, there he was, still sitting alone on the seat, in his shabby overcoat, his legs crossed, staring, talking aloud. Men must not cut down trees. There is a God. He noted such revelations on the backs of envelopes. Change the world. No one kills from hatred. Make it known. He wrote it down. He waited. He listened. A sparrow perched on the railing opposite chirped Septimus. Septimus. Four or five times over and went on, drawing its notes out to sing freshly and piercingly in Greek words how there is no crime, and joined by another sparrow they sang in voices prolonged and piercing in Greek words from trees in the meadow of life beyond a river where the dead...